whatever. Simultaneously, the worst and best word we have. By Sean McAvoy. Philippians 4, verse 8. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, dwell on these things. On the one hand, it's always good to get scientific affirmation for something you believe or suspect. On the other, it's never fun when you've been planning to write about that same belief or suspicion for over a year and someone goes out and steals your thunder. But that's okay. This Fox News report about a survey by Marist College on the most annoying words in American conversation just gives me the excuse to get around to it now. The article states, 47% of Americans surveyed in a Marist College poll released Wednesday found whatever to be the most annoying word we use. Whatever easily beat out, you know, which especially grated a quarter of respondents. The other annoying contenders were anyway, at 7%, it is what it is, 11%, and at the end of the day, 2%. Whatever, pronounced whatever when exasperated, is an expression with staying power. Immortalized in song by Nirvana, "Oh Well, Whatever, Never Mind," in 1991, popularized by the Valley Girls in Clueless later that decade, it is still commonly used, often by younger people. It can be an all-purpose argument ender or a signal of apathy, and it can really be annoying. The poll found whatever to be consistently disliked by Americans regardless of their race, gender, age, income, or where they live. I've felt that way for years. When someone uses whatever on me in a conversation or email, it's a kick to the groin of non-importance. Beyond annoying, it's rude and dismissive. It's also ignorant, especially when delivered at the end of what was supposed to be a friendly debate or argument, because it illustrates that the person had no better retort and is now summarily ending the conversation with a parting shot connoting that nothing you just said mattered anyway. Whatever. In a country sorely lacking in civility, manners, and conversation skills, and ripe with apathy and self-importance, whatever is the motto du jour. Then again, what a powerful word it can be for our walk with Christ. It's kind of like when you're reading a play or preparing to act in one. You have the script before you. There are minimal clues for how any word in the text should be read. What inflection? What level of voice? What tone shall I use? What does the context and the setting and the personality of the character tell me in regards to how this word or line is going to sound? Ultimately, you and the director decide. And I've decided that whatever can be, if we so choose, the defining word of the Christian life. Because while few other words carry the same potential for dismissive rudeness, no other word holds the same potential for all-out surrender and steadfast faith. As my mother-in-law is fond of saying, spiritual maturity for her has involved moving from a what-if faith to a whatever faith. I find you guilty in your sins. Whatever you say, Lord, I repent and accept the sacrifice of your Son who atoned for them. This situation you're in is going to hurt. Whatever. I know my faith will be made strong through trials and that I can do all things through your strength. You don't know what the future holds, only I do. Whatever it is, you deserve glory and honor and praise. Bring it on. I want you to go to Africa, give to this homeless person, quit this job, plant this church, preach my word. Whatever. I know you think this is unfair compared to that person's situation, but do not let comparison steal my joy from you. Whatever, God, whatever. The Apostle Paul was the master of whatever. To wit, Philippians 4:11, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Galatians 6:7, whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. Ephesians 6:8, whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. So, whatever.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.